Happy to have with us now the head coach of the Browns as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, Coach Pat Shermer. How you doing, Pat?
Great. This is nice weather, and we're getting some work done too, which is good. There's obviously a lot of different topics than a year ago, now that we're not talking about a lockout and all that type of language. So it's a little bit more getting ready for the year than, you know, planning for uncertainty.
Yeah, let's start there in terms of the difference, because you came into these meetings a year ago. You and I had talked back in New Orleans, and it was a very kind of awkward thing because the league was heading into this lockout off season, and you're trying to get a program started and whatnot. Just kind of compare the thought process of where you were a year ago in New Orleans at those meetings to where you are now.
Well, it's the feel is night and day for me. You know, we have obviously, you know, the agreement got done. And last year there was just so much conversation about what if this, what if that. And so that kind of was really the topics that were out front. Now this year, you know, it's more about subtle rule changes and really addressing the other issues of the day. So. But it's more. There's more excitement, I would say, as we prepare for 2012.
From a coaching standpoint, when the coaches, and I know these meetings are broken up in a lot of different ways, the owners meet and club executives and coaches. When you guys do get together, what are the primary topics that you are discussing or have discussed so far?
Well, we talk about operations type issues. We talk about as I mentioned, some subtle rule changes, you know, overtime and player safety and whatnot. And, you know, everything from retirement to really any issue you would discuss as a group of people all doing the same thing. So it's a way for us to get educated in some ways, you know, in terms of, let's say, rules that are going to be a point of emphasis.
Right.
So that information that we would take back to our clubs that would help us coach better or coach more in a way that the league is looking for.
From a playing rules standpoint, is there anything that does stand out to you that could affect things? I know the discussion of the overtime rule, which exists, of course, for the postseason, talking about moving that into the regular season,
right.
And then replay challenges handled only up above in the booth. Any of those things stick out to you as something that could really affect the way things happen on the field?
No, I don't think they're significant. I think the league does an excellent job of constantly trying to make things better. That's why you see and sometimes you react to what happened in games last season. But I think it makes sense to make the overtime rule the same for the season as it is in the postseason. You know, and in terms of player safety issues, there's a horse collar initiative for the quarterback in the pocket. You know, I think anything we can do to make the players safer in a very aggressive game, I think we're making strides.
And Pat, as far as when we look at the kind of the competitive landscape of this league, this is an opportunity I know for you to be with other coaches. I know you guys talk with each other when you can on a regular basis, but really when you're meeting here, does it just give you a reminder of, you know, when we look first of all at the AFC North, how competitive a division it is, and as we talk, Marvin Lewis walks by, one of your competitors in that division. When you look at the AFC North and how strong a division it is, do you guys kind of commiserate with each other a little bit about that and about how, you know, about the challenges that all teams face?
Well, I think we're, at least I know I'm one of 32 guys that's trying to help lead their team to a Super Bowl victory. And so we're similar in a lot of ways. We find a way to socialize. Most of us are friendly. Most of us, you know, I know most everyone that is a head coach. So we have a way to socialize. We all pretty much came up through the profession in the same way.
Right.
And so we have a lot of similar experiences, and we're trying to do similar things. And so this is one of those events where you don't necessarily compare notes, but you know, you talk about things that are subtle. Not so much to your team, but to the league and how we do business.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. To the Browns and to this offseason, as far as getting things ready with the draft fast approaching, walk us through what your coaching staff are doing in the personnel type of area at this phase of it all in draft preparation.
Well, we're involved, of course, in evaluating the players, helping Tom and the Johns, I'd like to say, you know, get the board right. You know, this is when we really pretty much weigh in from a coaching standpoint what we think of the players. And I know, you know, we're going through meetings. My assistant coaches are out visiting college campuses, getting more information, more detailed information on guys that we would consider drafting. And so they're doing a little bit of traveling as well as myself. And so we're out trying to get as much information as we can about prospective draft choices so that we make the right choice. And so that's what we're spending probably quite a bit of time now doing, aside from finishing up our scheme evaluation of last year, and being able then to decide what we're going to do more of this year, less of, from a football scheme standpoint. So that when we get going in the OTAs and the mini camps, we're pointing our team that direction.
We had Mike Holmgren on the show yesterday, and one of the things he talked about was reaching out recently by phone to Colt McCoy and just talking with him, and the obvious reason, just saying, hey, look, there's been a lot of discussion out there about you, about mm-hmm. what the Browns mm-hmm. Were thinking in terms of making that trade for the second pick of the draft, on and on. And I guess just to remind him that he's still a viable part of the football team. And I'm sure those are feelings, because he expressed this too, Mike did, that you share as well. Just general thoughts on the psyche of Colt McCoy, because Mike just said he thought he handled and would handle that sort of talk very well.
Well, I think, first of all, with Colt, I communicate with him frequently, as much as once a week. You know, I'll call him or text him just to see how he's doing. And you know, I think what's important is, and players know, professional players know this, and football players are wired this way, that when it's the off season, teams are going to do what they can to improve the team.
Right.
And, you know, if you're currently on a team, what's important is that you improve yourself and get better. And he knows that. And then, you know, the conversation about bringing in other players at your position, I think they're wired to deal with that. I mean, they're competitive guys. You know, I was talking to my son about it. You know, he came in as a freshman at St. Ed's. And, you know, I told you, I said the reality of it is they're going to try to find somebody better next year. So you learn how to deal with it, you know. And I think so they're wired as players to deal with the competitive nature of the sport.
Right.
And new players competing for what you're competing for. And so, you know, I my conversations with Colt have been very positive. He's really looking forward to the preparation part, because this is where championships are made.
Sure.
In the off season, preparing for training camp. And I think he's looking forward to this phase of it. And, you know, I know he's chomping at the bit to get back to Berea.
Another thing Mike was saying, too, was how much he's looking forward to this draft, and how he believes when he talks to fans who are frustrated about hearing about the plan, that the plan with regard to having three picks in the first 37 this year should be exciting because of the ability to get some very good football players and make this team better. Do you look ahead to this thing? And I know you're not done with free agency either, but just in the phases of accumulating players with this draft coming up, with that same level of excitement.
Well, I think you can't talk about building a sustainable winner if you don't embrace the draft. And I still believe it's the best way to build your team. And, you know, we've, you know, displayed, especially last year, picked players that really helped us.
Right.
And so we're excited. We got four compensatory picks yesterday. So, you know, we're, as we sit today, we have 13 draft picks. And, yeah, you know, that's going to help us. You know, now the focus becomes, if nothing changes, go pick 13 guys that we think can start, contribute in a role, or make your team. And so that's the goal. And it's exciting. Not that you you look away from free agency. I think what we did in free agency is understated in some ways, because we ended up signing back some of our own players to begin the year that would have been headlines during the free agent period.
Right.
When we signed Ruben and Joe Thomas and Evan Moore and Chris Gokong, those would have been significant signings if we talked about them after the start of free agency.
Sure.
But, again, I think it's an indication that there is a plan. We want to try to keep our good players, the players that we've highlighted as being part of the solution, in the building. Mm-hmm. And that's why we kind of did it during the year.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time, Pat. We really appreciate it.
All right. Take care, man.
He is the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.